honestly speaking, I just thought I'd revive my podcast. I have plenty of time this final semester of my school, and yeah, I thought why not kill time using my hobbies some, let's say, a year back. So yeah, you can come watch and revive your podcast, nione how it will fare, and in the process be any kill time. Yeah, so I trust you've been well. I trust life has been nice to you, has been kind. But if not, hold on, things get better. Yeah, so CJ, how I'll be doing this, all this podcasting thing, but yeah, we'll work on the structure of the time. It'll fit to the character with time as we continue nakujipanga. So anyway, what have I been up to? Sisema kuna anything that major necessarily helped me. Nikuwa nikifanya, I mean, I just got into more sports, you know. I started watching the UFC more avidly. Boxing, I got into it. F1, F1 I had a bit of knowledge, but yeah, nilienda, I went deeper into it. And of course, football, nikaongeza some knowledge kidogo. I'm understanding, you know, with some easy videos. Easy videos in YouTube, you watch as a fan, then you understand more and more the mechanics. But then, at the end of the day, yeah, you don't know shit. You just have to be fun. Hakuna shit yenye ati naweza sema ati najua. Anyway, today I thought, like, for the first episode, ngeongelea about, like, the weekend that we've had, and what, actually, by the way, ntakona ngelea tu, like, the things that seme nime watch, sitakuwa tu, like, to cover, like, ati video just for the sake because you can cover. Missy Blitz. I'm not supposed to Blitz. I'm just a fan. Mwenye nakuja tu ku share my opinions on things. If you agree with them, fine. If you don't, I mean, pay any sauce, ndio. Yeah, but cha muhimu ni ku share perspectives na kuelewa hizi kubond over hizi ma games, hizi ma sports, and further our understanding of these games, yeah. So first off, nianze na futa. So futa over the weekend nili watch Man U na Burnley, alafu Arsenal na Tottenham. Yeah, I guess those are the only games that I watched over the weekend. And acha nianze na kuongelea Man U. So on kesi ya Man U, I mean it's quite sijui kesi ya Man U ni ngumu at this point, because Man U said ni team yenye invest hiyo, ni team yenye iko na player wa noma, iko na sana anaelewa Dimba, iko na coach mwenye kuna anaelewa chenye na dai, lakini bado, like, you can't really point to say ati Man U wana improve hapa na pale wa improve zi, ni team yenye tu inakaa tu iko na plateau, na you can't really define what they're doing exactly on the pitch. We're checking. Na okay, sawa, acha ni circle back hadi kutoka di game ya Brighton, Arsenal na Bayern. Compare hizo team na Burnley, hizo ni team zenye ziko comfortable na mpira, ni team zenye zinaielewa, ni team zenye zilikuwa zina slice Man U with ease. Like okay, Man U ilikuwa na chances zao, because I mean hiyo ni team yenye clearly iko na talented players. Ukiwapatia chance moja, they'll kill you. Lakini Wezi sema ati they are good enough to compete for, like, the best prizes in football right now. Now, personally, this is my personal opinion. Shida ya Man U iko down to their fitness levels. Na juzuna, unaweza ona venye, like, most of their players wana break down, like, karibu kila wiki unasikia tu kuna player mpya ameumia nini. I believe, like, their fitness levels za players wao haziko up to, like, the standards of the type of football or deck chaser, and these players' bodies end up giving up at some point. But I also talk about, like, the Man U versus Burnley game. They played nice. You Bruno ilikuwa kali. Sometimes you just have to hold your hand now, applaud, mazee. Same to you about Unikajebo ilikuwa kali. Over the head, strike Flani through the laces. What can you say? Zero chance keeper kuna Burnley now. Mr. J, me nilikuwa skeptical of yumpira ya Burnley huko Prem. I mean, championship walifanya wonders, 100 points in a season. Tremendous stuff. Lakini ukikuja kwa bigger, wanasema nga small fish in a big pond. Big fish in a small pond. Lafusa ukipelekwa kwa pond kubwa, unakuwa small fish. Niyo ndo case nafanyikia Burnley. Like, futana day kucheza futana ni saa, ni students. Juu, wanaitaka company student of Pep, but who knows? Me personally, I don't think he's a student of Pep Guardiola. He's just trying his own thing. Quality of player quality, but okay, create versus the type of football they wanna play, doesn't quite match. I believe you should always like design your playing style to fit your players, and not your players to fit your playing style. You have to design for the players. You don't design the players for the style. Yeah, you design the plays for the players. You don't design the players to the style. Yeah, exactly that. Anyway, moving forward. We have the Arsenal versus Tottenham game. Well, it was quite a good game. I personally, I'm a fan of Arsenal, so in anything to angle Arsenal, I'm okay to kuna bias, but I'll try to remain as neutral as possible. The game started out well. Yeah, we had it was back and forth, nini. Lakini we could never, like, in the first phase of Tottenham's play, like, we couldn't get anywhere near them. They were just playing. Yani tunawa press na hiyo ball hiyo ni kata tunacheza shadows, like and is doing some tremendous job over Tottenham month, as in ile futala sana anacheza compare na the shit yenye walikuwa wacheza under Conte, man. Wanacheza as in they're lively people, wanacheza vizuri. Madison amefit in Tottenham like just like a glove, like nika tu alikuwa anangoza tu hiyo move tu, naonyeshe he can play for the big boys quite easily. So our first goal ilikuwa ile deflection, ile ball ilikuwa inaenda nje. Personally, Romero akatufanyia hivyo, hata ikaa sana Saka kospan by Mothers, then it was a good goal. But okay, my criticism ni, I mean, as much as tunasema tunadai kufeza out Ramsdale for Raya, I mean, Raya is still a short goalkeeper. Hebu niambie chances za yobo sisi kufunga bao kai hiyo, kwa uko na goalkeeper mwenye ana claim first hand your cross is still was it from, I think it was from Pedro Porro, that cross. Keeper mwenye ana claim your ball, your threat yote inakuwa averted. But the fact that this is he's a small guy, yeah? And I punch to safety. Alafu hiyo ball inarudishwa tu, hata ikuka stand ilipita 1 minute boy kaingia. It was lakini yani, what can I say? Ni sawa, tunakubali huwezi prevent kila kitu. Hii ni futa, lazima ukubali ufungwe na ufungane, yeah. Zaidi ya wakianza kulia ati ilikuwa inaenda inje nini. It's the name of the game, yeah. So second half inakuja, we start well, we get that penalty. Then we score. I was calm, I was relaxed, composed. Then there's this player, I call him number 20. Man. What was he even doing, man? Like, what was he even doing? Anyway, so number 20, he does the things he's been doing for Chelsea that is costing his team. And yeah, we concede another goal. Game becomes 2-2. Then we try our best to like go at them and guys, but honestly speaking, ile tu kweli, if Ange angewaza Madison na Son, I seriously think tungetufunga. I believe they'd have won that game, because as in kila saa walikuwa naenda mbele, like I could feel the threat, like threat ilikuwa ina kwa form, like msika Benoit kila saa alikuwa anaenda 1v1 na Brennan, he was getting cooked all time, kila saa zinuko shoto akipata ball hivi, he'll run a team and he'll get past him. As in, anyway, yeah, see your game ikaisha 2-2. I can't say that I'm gonna criticize. I mean, it was a derby, pia kulikuwa na a lot of emotion, tensions, nini. So dropping 2 points. Yeah, inauma, but still, but it's unbeaten. But yeah, okay. I don't believe in you, but it's come good. It's too early in the season, bado. Okay, see too early though. As in, kuna vitu zenye zinafaa kuanzishaanza. Lakini zia, hatuja lose any game. Let me not be hypocritical of the team. The team is doing well. And yeah, tutakapoa. Hata naomba hizi injuries zenye tunazipata zitakuwa as the collect serious injuries, zitakuwa tu niguza hapa na pale. Then we'll overcome them. So we also had like a boxing match between Zhang Weili and Paul Joyce. Let me confirm if it's Paul Joyce. I just know it's Paul Joyce. So the first let me check again. As is Zhang Weili ni it's a lady in UFC, so what is his name? Allah. Anyway, as I check this, kuna nice games over the weekend, which I think does he highlight as we go closer. Pia kuna Canelo versus Charlo. Nice game, by the way. It's a really nice game. You look forward to, and I guess now, but you have some of my opinions here. Okay, sorry, but I didn't again. Joe Joyce and Zile Zhang. Yeah, Zhang. Okay, yeah. So yeah, kulikuwa your fight. This was the second matchup. The two were coming up against each other. The first one ilikuwa TKO. TKO lost to Joyce. Mazi Zhang kila sasa alikuwa al punch machomsi hadi kajifunga. So it was a technical knockout, but this time, bro. If you have time and nakoko interested enough, just go check out your knockout, man. Joyce, factor in this. Joyce is one of them. He's one of those fighters mwenye anakuanga touted. He has really really solid chin. Like kuni mse mwenye ato mgonge aje ni ngumu kwa dropped. But if we just go check that knockout out. Sensational stuff, man. Sensational. Yeah, so yeah, kulikuwa na hiyo fight. Yes, I'm going to talk about boxing. So I guess I'm going to find some Charlo versus Canelo this weekend. September 30th, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, I think it's September 30th. Finally, like the last bit of business, I think, for today, like the F1. This for me and my other Mercedes fans, this has been a season to forget for us. I mean, wow. Tumona shida. We tried making a comeback Singapore. Hey, alafu George al to enjoy. But anyway, it is bado tunampatia tu nini aje. Ajaribu tu kujimprove. Tutampatia bado time. So okay, so this weekend was on Suzuka. This was the race yenye Red Bull ingeshinda tu walihitaji tu kuwin. Na wanabeba Constructors Championship, and that's what happened last week. I think it's last week Max for the first time, seen how long akumaliza kwa podium. For the first time in, it's been a while. Imagine this man went 12 races, if 11 or 12 races back to back wins, wins too. Alafu akamaliza number 5. Then this race he came out pre-race. He said this time he wants to beat like the second person by 30 seconds, bro. 30 seconds, man. In the F1, that's a long time, but like in F1 every millisecond counts. And he's out here saying he wants to beat like the closest competitor to him by 30 seconds, bro. Then he went ahead and won it in like 19.4 seconds, if I'm not wrong. still impressive as hell. I mean, Nimsemuni clearly will come to action that the next person to him by quite some margin, and he did just that. So yeah, got a hand to him. Then we had Lando came second. Then I think Piastri came third. Yeah. So McLaren pia by the way, wamekona some late renaissance. Wana kujanga, wakienda, wana kuja. So I mean, but there's a team over there. Mercedes now. We tried. It was the late parts of the race. George, by the way, he went for one stop strategy. By the way, so for the new fans, we have Kwefan who also badilisha matire because these tires would degrade quick. So kuna wenye huenda one stop na kuna wenye huenda two stop. So for the two stops, of course, utakuwa na better chance ya kushinda compared to the one stop, because I mean you get fresher tires, you have better traction in the track. So I mean your car is bound to fly compared to mwenye ameenda na one stop. So ilikuwa imefika point fulani yenye George alikuwa on a one stop strategy and Lewis on a two stop. So walikuwa day juu saizi tu chenye tunapigania saizi ni number 2, the constructors championship, because I mean Red Bull ishaenda nayo na the goal for this ni for the prize money at the end of the season. So saizi tutashinda na Ferrari like for hiyo number 2. So now signs was I think number 7, George was number 5, and Hamilton was number 6. So the idea, I think, was to switch up the cars because Lewis is quicker. Alafu George ende nyuma yake hajaribu ku defend from Sainz, but Sainz pia he was on fresher tires. So I mean he had his number on the speed. So aka switch the cars, and tuseme tu ilikuwa tu bound to happen. Tuka George akapitwa, but Hamilton held his own to the end. Though kwa social media nimekuwa nikiona ati utakisema ati George is not a team player. I mean, ni msemo mwenye aliput the team above him, akakubali apitwe, ajaribu kudefend his team. I mean, some of the criticism I see online, saa zingine inafunga tu like over the top, because clearly he's trying to help the team. He's not out there for himself. I mean, anyway, different strokes for different folk, yeah. But the one thing Miss Kupenda, okay, over the weekend, the celebration, the way like all the celebrations were centered around Verstappen. I mean, Perez was also part of this team. Like, you don't even see him anywhere in the picture. I mean, yes, he's had his shortcomings. He's not as good as Max. Clearly, we can see that. But I mean, he deserves every bit of this celebration as much as Max does. But let me check what number he is in the driver's WDC. He's number 2. He's number 2 in the driver's standing. Imagine, this is a man who's the second. He's only bettered by Max. And people want to act like he's underperforming. I mean, ile time yenye Bottas alikonga na Lewis. Like no one was talking like this. I mean, kila mtu alikuwa ajua tu ni Lewis anachungwa na iko sawa. But ikuja kwa Sergio hadi, by the way, personally I think if Ricardo doesn't get his hand injured, and amepata hiyo zoezi, I think he walks into like Red Bull next season. But sasa Sergio alipata injury, acha tuone vile itakuwa. Then his replacement, by the way his replacement is really good, I won't even lie. What's his name? Liam Lawson, yeah. I think there's a driver over there. I do like him a lot. Anyway, I think this is all for today. This is the first of many. I hope. Yeah, I'll try upload like 3 times a week, most preferably during the midweek, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So let's see, Tuesday I'll talk of the highlight of the things that happened over the weekend. Wednesday, talk just things like, okay, well, interesting. I guess we'll have to wait till tomorrow to finish. Then on Thursday, I think I'll talk of like vitu zenda kufanyika over the weekend na vitu kama hivi. Plus pia kuna Champions League games, yeah. So I think Wednesday pia, I think I can fit Wednesday and Thursday. Ndako pia na highlight some of the Champions League games plus any midweek games that will come across. Plus any news that comes up in the sports that I'll follow you. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. Kama umefika hadi hapa. I promise I'll get better at time. Naweza kuwa labda sijafika level ya the other podcast yenye unasikiza, but I'll get there. Probably after I've gotten like 20 hours runtime, yeah? By 20 hours runtime, I'll be hanging with some of the best, I think. No, I know I will actually. Yeah, so thanks for your time. Peace. See you tomorrow, yeah? Have a good day.